In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Have you been noticing on television they're doing things that are kind of new? You know, today we have vitamins, you know, and these vitamins will prevent you from aging. You buy these vitamins, and, you know, there's something in these vitamins, HCL or whatever they call it, you know, and they will prevent you from aging. And then you look, and this woman says, "I'm Nancy, and I'm 70 years old." And she had this facelift, you know, and she looks so good, you know. And then there are creams. Oh, yeah, everybody's coming out with a cream now, a cream to heal wrinkles, you know. You know, it's very interesting, you know. It's very interesting that everybody doesn't want to get old. You know, getting old. But you know what? I've got the solution. And it's not in creams, and it's not in facelifts, and it's not in vitamins. It is the passionate heart that never grows old. The heart that is filled with passion never grows old. I'm going to give you some examples, okay? The example of a teacher. I've seen old teachers, and they begin to teach their subject matter which they love, and all of a sudden you see a glint in their eyes, and you don't see an old man anymore. You see someone that is passionate about the work that they're doing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that man's not old anymore. That man has stepped into a new realm because he has plugged into the passion of his heart. I remember hearing this scripture scholar, an old scripture scholar, and a real good one, too. He crept on to the stage. He was old, you know. His back was bent. And then he started to talk, and he started to speak about Jesus. And about Jesus in the scripture. And all of a sudden, an old man became a young man again. Oh my gosh, you could feel the electricity that was flowing from this man. He was into his love. He was into talking about his love. He was into talking about Jesus. He was into doing the things that he liked best. And no more was he an old man who crept onto the stage to speak to us. But now he's a man that's in his heart. He's in his heart, in his heart's passion, and things are happening, and his eyes are twinkling, and he's moving in a way that he wasn't moving when he came onto the stage, and things are happening, and you're caught up because this is not an old man anymore. This is not an old man anymore. This is a man in love. I tell you, in order to be passionate, you must be a man in love. You cannot be a man that just, yeah, come day, go day, God send Sunday, you know. You've got to be a man in love. To be passionate, you've got to be a man in love. If you're not a man or a woman in love, you will never be passionate, and you will grow old when you're 23. Oh, yes, I've seen people that have been old at 23. There's no passion in their eyes. The only thing they want to do is make money. I'm going to tell you, there's more to life than making money. I'm not against making money. I'm just telling you, there's more to life than making money. You know, I've seen Grace Flaherty, you know, when she's caring for the sick. When, you know, something happens in Grace, that this person dying, and she's caring for the sick, and she's loving the person and helping the family. Same with Sandy Hurley, beautiful Sandy Hurley, who goes after the sick and encourages them and loves them. And she has a spark in her eyes and a jump in her step when she's doing the things that she needs to do, you know, because she's passionate about what she's doing. You know, I can call Sandy up, and she can be as busy and busy can be, and I can say, "Sandy, I need my blood pressure taken." And she'll come running to take my blood pressure. She'll come running to take my blood pressure, as busy can be. There's something within it, you know, because in the heart, it is timeless. The heart is timeless. We live in time, but the heart is timeless. The heart is passionate. The heart that is passionate never grows old. The heart that's passionate never grows old. But the heart that just is into doing a job, you're already old. You've got to have this passion, and passion comes with being in love. You've got to be in love. If you're not in love, you have no passion. I can tell when I go listen to someone preach, be they Catholic or Protestant, it makes no difference. For me to hear their talk, I know how passionate they are. I know how passionate they are. Or I know that they're just relaying content. I'm going to give you... People do not want content. They want content empowered by the Holy Spirit. They want to know that this scripture that you're preaching today is going to help them through the week, because God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. You've heard the story of the orator that speaks in front of thousands of people, the 23rd Psalm, and he speaks with the eloquence of language, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then they call the old pastor up. And the old pastor says the same words, but the people start weeping. And they say, what is the difference between the orator and the pastor? The orator knows the words, the orator knows the intonations, but the pastor knows the shepherd. Big difference. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. He's lived for the shepherd. He knows the shepherd. He speaks the words with, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, I tell you, there's a big difference. You know, there's a big... That's why I would much rather have someone who is not eloquent but loves God speak to me. You know what St. Francis used to do? He used to get the youngest man who just came in to give his life to Jesus, and he would sit with him and he'd say, tell me about the Jesus you love. Tell me about the Jesus you love. I want to hear your passion. Because, you see, when you tell me your passion, the passion in my heart gets reignited. The passion in my heart is stirred up. Let me tell you that your heart is timeless. And in your heart, you get glimpses of heaven. Yeah, I know that. Glimpses. Maybe they're very quick glimpses. But glimpses of heaven. We were made for heaven. That's why these bodies wear out. We were made for heaven. But we can have heaven on earth if we're passionate about the things of God, if we're passionate about Jesus, if we're passionate about his mercy, if we're passionate about the power of his blood and his resurrection. We remember John Paul II, okay? He was withering away in front of us, withering away in front of us. But when he stood up to speak to the youth, my gosh, he was no longer an old man withering away. He was a man in love, a man in love. We remember Mother Teresa, you know. People say, isn't she beautiful? There's nothing beautiful about Mother Teresa, but there's everything beautiful about Mother Teresa. If you were to count the wrinkles in her face, you know what I'm saying? If you were to look at her face, there's nothing. But when she began to tell about Jesus and care for the poor, there was something in her that triggered you to get on fire. Passion, passion, passion. That's what's lacking today. You see, I don't do a job. I'm not into jobs. When people come to me, I want you to know they're looking for a word from God. Sometimes I have it and sometimes I don't, but I want to listen to them. I want to care for them because I know Jesus wants to bring them through this pain. Got a call just yesterday. Somebody is on their way to the hospital. They wanted to meet with me, but I'm not home. So I said, when you leave the hospital, I'll give you all the time you need. All the time you need. Passion. Passion. Passion for Jesus. But let me tell you about passionate people. Oh, yes, their eyes twinkle. Oh, yes, they go from old to young. But passionate people can get discouraged very easily. It's one of the pitfalls of passionate people. Who was more passionate than Elijah? Elijah, as he sat there and said, I'm the only one left. Yet that was not true. And then he wanted to die as he sat under a broom tree. That Jezebel was after him. Who was more passionate? And you know, the Lord is so good. He didn't tell Elijah, go do another great miracle like you did with the prophets of Baal. He baked him an angel food cake, told him to eat, for the journey would be arduous. Oh, I would like to taste that cake. That cake had power. It was baked by the Lord himself, by the angels of God. And he runs 40 days and 40 nights, passionate, passionate. Yes, passionate people sometimes get very discouraged. Very discouraged. We remember Paul talking to Timothy. He told him to preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, whether he felt like it or didn't feel like it. But then he also told him, oh, stir into flame the gift that was given to you when I laid my hands upon you. Stir it up, Timothy. Stir it up. Because Timothy was prone to discouragement. Timothy was prone to discouragement. And Paul was saying, we've got to stir up the gift that was given to you when I laid my hands upon you. He was prone to discouragement. Passionate people are. They are. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because they feel just a drop of the way God feels. Just a drop. And sometimes it can overwhelm them. They can get lost in it. They see things the way other people don't see. They see what could be rather than what is. And they give their lives to what could be. And oftentimes they're ridiculed. Oftentimes they're made fun of. Oftentimes they're rejected. But they know what could be because God has dropped that into their heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? God has dropped that into their heart. The passionate heart never grows old. Never grows old. The passionate heart brings life to men and women and children. Like, who do you want around you, you know? Who do you want around you? I want people around me that are so passionate that I catch that fire. That I catch that fire. Passion is not taught, it must be caught. It's like faith, and it's like the measles. You cannot get the measles by talking about it. You get the measles by being in contact with it. Therefore, you cannot get passion by talking about passion. You've got to be around passionate people. And there are positives and negatives about being around passionate people. There are positives and negatives of being around passionate people. They have great highs and great lows. But they see what other people don't see. And they call you to things that you would never be called to in the natural. Timothy, you're called to be a great man of God. And he's looking around. Me? Me? Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Me? I will be with you. That's enough. I will be with you. Elijah, take and eat. Take and eat and rest. And run, and run, and run. Paul, even in that little house by the sea, where he was in jail, encouraging people, spurring people on, calling people to reach their destiny in Christ, spurring people on. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, he said, I finished the race. Now it's up to you. Jesus. Passionate. So passionate. That on the night before he died, what did he say? My joy I leave with you. Not only my peace, but my joy. The Lord. Passionate. He set his face like flint to Jerusalem, passionate to take the cross. Passionate. We call it the passion. You know, he was passionate to die for our sins and for our salvation. Can you become passionate? You see, you never live until you're passionate. You just exist. You just exist. You just exist. I would dread going to a job that I just had to work and do my 40 hours. I couldn't live that way. I'm not wired that way. I tell you, I'm a Christian wherever I go. I'm a priest wherever I go. And whether I have clerics on or don't have clerics on, you know, I go here and I go there. People know me. People know me. They stop me. Will you pray for me in the middle of the market basket? Yes, I will pray for you. And I pray in the middle of the market basket. Will you pray for me in the middle of the fruit basket? Yes, I will. We'll pray. What do you need? And when I go to China Roma, it's more of a prayer meeting than it is eating Chinese food. They bring the people to me. People say, well, that's an interruption of your privacy. Listen, privacy? If I can bring someone closer to Jesus at China Roma, I'll eat my egg rolls plus bring them closer to Jesus. It's just the way it is. The passionate heart never grows old. I've been doing this for 27 years. Two broadcasts a day for 27 years. You could not do this. I could not do this if I was not passionate. I could not do this if I didn't believe God was touching at least you. I couldn't do it. If I thought my words were just falling into the ground, not bearing any fruit, I wouldn't do it. But I know one person will be touched by this. One person, you, that's enough for me. One person will be stirred up. One person who's old can say, you know what? I might be old, but I still have passion. I'm talking about Alice Lappin now. I'm talking about a woman that has passion. I'm talking about her blue eyes, her beautiful blue eyes, that when she talks about Jesus, her eyes come alive. Her body might be frail, but she is not frail in her spirit. She is not frail in her heart. She is not frail. She is not frail. She is a warrior. Our Alice is a warrior in her heart. Her eyes twinkle. Her love comes through. She knows what she is. And she's in her 90s. But in her spirit, there's no 90 woman there. There's a woman in love. This is real. This is real, I want you to know. This is absolutely real. Passion. The passionate heart never grows old. For the heart is timeless. And by grace it glimpses into heaven.
glimpses into heaven. Get around passionate people. Get around people that have a call on their life and that are fulfilling their destiny in Jesus Christ. Get around those people. People that want more from God. People that want the best from the Father and from His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. People that aren't afraid to put their life on the line. Get around those people. You'll catch it. 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 Fire must be caught. On the day of Pentecost, there were tongues of fire and mighty wind. When you have fire and wind, you know what you have? You have a conflagration. That's what the church needs today. Oh, we don't be worrying about lawyers. We shouldn't be worrying about court cases. We shouldn't be worrying about money. We shouldn't be worrying about this or that. We have a head in heaven. His name is Jesus. He has saved the church. We only need to surrender our lives to Jesus and ask Him to lead us by the Holy Spirit and ask Him to give us life and life more abundantly. You want vocations? Then you have to have people who have life and have it more abundantly, that people are still excited about the gospel, still excited about Jesus, still excited about bringing people to the cross. People excited about hearing confessions and celebrating the Eucharist. Listen, adoration. Listen, I'm telling you, you want vocations. You need people that are not old, and they can be 100 years old, but people that are young in their spirit, people that are passionate in their hearts, that would live and die for Christ and for His church. You want vocations? That's what you need. Not the same old cookie-cutter priests. The ones that have shiny shoes, the ones that look alike, everybody's alike, because they walk the way a Boston priest walks and they eat the way a Boston priest eats. I'm telling you, you need a passionate man. You need a passionate woman. If you want to increase and you want to spread out the power of God, you need passion. And you can't get that in a book. You can't get that by extending the seminary another year. You can only get that by people who have it. St. John was in his 90s, and they would take him out in his little cot or his little stretcher, and they would say, "Father John, would you tell us something about what Jesus said?" And he would say, "My brothers, love one another, for God is love, and those who love are of God, and God is in them. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. Love those people who have hurt you, persecuted you, hated you, maligned you. Love one another. Hold nothing against them. This is what I call you to do. This is what I call you to love." And he might have been a 90-year-old man, but he was a child. He had a passionate heart. His heart was sold out to Jesus. That's what we need in the church today. That's exactly what we need in the church today. Make our hearts passionate. Make our hearts passionate that drops of heaven would come into them. That we would see the way other people don't see. Yes, and that we would suffer the way other people don't suffer. But that our suffering would bring great reward to the church and to His people. Oh, Jesus, give us passionate hearts. Give us eyes that twinkle, even in our old age. Give us life, the life of the Spirit. For You said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." I do thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. And I am grateful that you listen. I'm grateful that you hear. I'm grateful that you turn me on. Maybe someone turned me on for the first time today. Keep on turning me on.
Some people said, I remember hearing that man, he was so loud that I turned him off. But then I turned him on again. Then I turned him off again. Then I started listening to him. And each time he spoke, it was like he spoke right to me. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of God. That's Jesus by His Spirit. So I thank you for listening. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We will be at the Espousal Retreat House next Wednesday and the Wednesday after. And the Wednesday after. So the next three Wednesdays at least will be at the Espousal Retreat House. So you're welcome to come on a Wednesday at 7:30. Holy Rosary at 5:30 Mass. This Saturday afterwards we'll have a healing service as we always do. And come to the 11 o'clock Mass and we worship the Lord at a long, long pace. You know, we're not in a hurry. And don't forget, I just spoke with Jimmy the Roofer. He's on his way to where? Charlestown. He's on his way to Charlestown to do a roof. And you know what? No one works like Jimmy. His telephone number is very easy. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And hear the church bells ringing. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.